Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Privacy-minded Prince Harry appeared at Sunday's Vax Live concert, where he gave a well-received speech, as the spotlight-avoiding Harry teamed up with performers including J-Lo, the Foo Fighters, with a guest appearance by AC/DC frontman Brian Johnson, Her, and Pearl Jam singer Eddie Vedder to help the COVID-19 vaccines distributed around the world. The concert also included recorded messages from US President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, French President Emmanuel Macron, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Pope Francis. So it was just the sort of event that someone who finds a need for privacy to be a driving force in their life should attend. Harry said, "Hi everybody, we are at the defining moment in the global fight against COVID-19. Tonight is a celebration of each of you here. The vaccinated frontline workers in the audience and the millions of frontline heroes around the world. You spent the last year battling courageously and selflessly to protect us all. You served and sacrificed, put yourselves in harm's way and with bravery, knowing the costs. We owe you an incredible depth of gratitude. Thank you. But we're also coming together because this pandemic cannot end unless we act collectively with an unprecedented commitment to our shared humanity. The vaccine must be distributed to everyone everywhere. We cannot rest or truly recover until there is a fair distribution to every corner of the world. The mission in front of us is one we cannot afford to fail out. And that's what tonight is about. The virus does not respect borders, and access to the vaccine cannot be determined by geography. It must be accepted as a basic right for all, and that is our starting point. None of us should be comfortable thinking that we could be fine when so many others are suffering. In reality, and especially with this pandemic, when any suffer, we all suffer. We must look beyond ourselves with empathy and compassion for those we know and those we don't. We need to lift up all of humanity and make sure that no person or community is left behind. What we do in this moment will stand in history, and tonight we stand in solidarity with the millions of families across India who are battling a devastating second wave." Harry received a standing ovation. Meghan Markle did not attend. No word on when episode 2 of their $25 million Spotify podcast will be released. The low-profile Vax Live concert will be broadcast worldwide on Saturday. There now seems to be some doubt on whether Prince Harry will return to the UK this summer for the unveiling of a statue of his mother, Diana. Phil Dampier, who penned royally suited Harry and Meghan in their own words, said he believes Harry is unlikely to travel without wife Meghan. He told The Sun, "I personally don't think Meghan will return to the UK, and there must be now a serious doubt as to whether Harry will come over for the unveiling of the statue for Princess Diana on what would have been her 60th birthday in July." The Mirror adds that Harry was said to be surprised by the frosty reception he received at Prince Philip's funeral weeks after he and Meghan Markle accused the royal family of racism. Charlie Ray, a former royal editor at The Sun, told Talk Radio he doesn't believe Charles and William will be extending their open arms again to Harry. Talk Radio host Kevin O'Sullivan said, "We read that Harry was shocked by the frosty reception he got from some members of the royal family. Some literally turned their back on him. He was stunned by this. I'm not sure why that was a surprise to him. It must be occurring to him now how frozen out he is, how he has turned his back on his former life. There is a suggestion that when he came back a few weeks ago, he was reminded of his old life. He felt rather nostalgic about it, and he isn't so thrilled about his new circumstances as he wants you to believe." Mr. Ray responded, "Out in the US, Harry looks like a startled rabbit caught in the headlights. I believe this is a problem that will never go away. It will not be solved. I do not believe that William and Charles will be extending their open arms again to Harry in the light of what he said. They slagged off Kate. I think it's too far now." He added, "Why did he think he could come back for a funeral and expect everyone to throw their arms around him after he called them a bunch of racists?" Mr. O'Sullivan agreed, saying, "This guy crossed over the line." Royal insider Duncan Larcombe told Closer, "I've heard Harry was feeling numb heading back to LA. You could see it in his face at the funeral that he was torn. He didn't think he'd have to face his family so soon. And when he did, he had mixed emotions. Coming home has reminded him of everything he's sacrificed in recent years and of the recent damage done. Harry was clearly hurt and angry about Meghan's experience with the royals and used the interview to get it out. But after returning home, I've no doubt he's feeling embarrassed, regretful, and awkward." He said that Harry will regret that interview, as well as his decision to quit the royal family. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Royal commentator Angela Levin said any private conversations with Harry and Meghan would appear on social media or in the press in no time. She said, I think the royal family would be crazy to talk to Meghan and Harry. In no time, it would be out in the magazines and on social media. Whenever anything happens to them, big or small, they have to tell the world. They are obsessed with global. They should actually just continue their lives. People don't need to know exactly what they are doing. And she said that, despite the couple's frequent requests for privacy, it's the last thing they want. They are desperate that everybody knows what they are doing every minute of the day. When they talk about their quarrel or what they feel about the royal family, why should anyone speak to them? How can it be repaired? I do just think they should be quiet. They should get on with their lives. And on this May the 4th, a look back when Harry and William filmed scenes as stormtroopers for Star Wars, The Last Jedi. May the 4th has become a holiday of sorts for Star Wars fans, playing off the pun, May the 4th be with you. The Telegraph reminds us that although the scene was filmed, it was cut because the princes turned actors were too tall. The scene failed to make the final edit after it was realized the strapping royals towered over their First Order counterparts. In the deleted scene, they were shown inside a lift where one of them slaps the behind of DJ, the character played by Benicio del Toro. An unnamed source told the Mail on Sunday, Stormtroopers have to be exactly 5 feet 11 inches. At the time we shot it, I think the feeling was that the scene would make the final movie. The scene just didn't work for the final cut, so it was left out. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.